This is Ozarks at Large for Tuesday, June 24th, 2014. I'm Kyle Kellums.
And I'm Antoinette Grajeda. The KUAF Summer Jazz Series welcomes the return of the Sons of Brasil July 20th at 3 p.m. at 21 C Hotel in Bentonville. The Sons of Brasil will perform jazz, samba, and bossa nova with a flavor and passion one might think could only be found at a nightclub in Brazil. This series is presented by the Northwest Arkansas Jazz Society. Tickets are available online at KUAF.com.
Ahead on this edition of Ozarks, Governor Mike Beebe talks special session and another effort to attract businesses in Europe to Arkansas.
We'll also learn more about XNA's master plan for the future and if e-gas is the fuel of the future.
First, the University of Arkansas is receiving a sizable grant from the Walton Family Foundation. The $1.9 million grant is being given to the College of Education and Health Professions at the U of A to help start the Principal Fellows Program. John Pinyowski, a professor of educational leadership, says the goal of the program is to create a pipeline of highly skilled principals to work in some of the state's poorest public schools.
So what we're going to do is we're going to work with a variety of school district leaders from across the state to identify who would be excellent school leaders in the future. And then we're going to embed them into a series of high-profile internship experiences. And those internship experiences are going to be mentored by leaders that we've identified as being outstanding leaders that have been trained to work as mentors. And then the educational programming that they would receive in getting ready to be principals in the future will be then delivered through this embedded internship instead of a traditional classroom experience.
He says the grant from the Walton Family Foundation will support the Principal Fellows Program in a variety of ways.
It's going to provide fellowship money to support tuition dollars for the fellows themselves. So the students who are going to be joining this program won't be paying tuition. It's also going to provide training and compensation for mentors in the field. It's going to allow us to provide the mentoring program that I discussed, where once they're placed, we have mentors who are working with them after the fact. It's also going to provide release time to the school district so that these fellows can have a much richer and more diverse internship experience than they would experience in a traditional type of leadership preparation program.
The program is expected to train 60 future school administrators over the course of the next 4 years.
IHS Global says Northwest Arkansas is one of the nation's fastest-growing economies. Kathy Deck, the executive director of the Center for Economic and Business Research in the University of Arkansas's Walton College of Business, says the report compares the economic output of metropolitan statistical areas across the country with each other and with the gross domestic product of some countries.
So it looks back over the past couple of years, and it's really looking at GDP by metropolitan area. And Northwest Arkansas has been a fast grower and has ranked well in these kinds of economic reports for a very long time. But this one took the additional step of projecting into the future and looking over the next 6 or 7 years all the way through 2020. And they project that Northwest Arkansas will be the third fastest growing economy among all the metropolitan economies in the United States.
That would put Northwest Arkansas only behind the Austin, Texas, and Riverside, California metro areas in terms of economic growth. The report also points out Northwest Arkansas regained its pre-recession employment peak before many of the other metro areas in the country. Dex says it wasn't just a single economic sector that helped the area rebound.
There are a lot of sectors that are contributing to us getting up past peak employment, and that's what's really been great about Northwest Arkansas's growth, is that it has been so very broad-based. So when you see the kind of key sectors, professional and business services, and of course our trade, transportation, utility sector, construction, when you see growth in all of those sectors, it builds upon each other. The idea is if you are making more sales, then you need more manufacturing. If you're making more manufacturing, you need more trucks. Maybe you need more warehouses, so you build them. So it's a very virtuous cycle.
Dex says while the report by IHS Global may not present much new information about the Northwest Arkansas economy, it does confirm the area's economy is booming and presents optimism that the area will continue booming for much of the next decade.
The Bentonville City Council is down two members after two of the eight council people resigned in the past few weeks. Mayor Bob McCaslin says the reasons for the resignations were simple.
We have two aldermen who have young families, and without either one having knowledge of what the other was doing, they both chose to find a new residence that was a better fit for their families, and each respectively moved outside of their wards and finding their new homes. And by state law, they could no longer serve the constituency because they are elected by geography. Even though the entire city votes on them, they have to qualify by geography. So each of those two moved outside of their ward.
Mayor McCaslin says state law is pretty clear about the course of required action to fill the vacancies.
The statute just simply says upon the resignation of a councilman or alderman that the sitting council at their next regularly scheduled meeting will name and appoint someone for that vacancy, in this case, vacancies.
At its meeting tonight, Mayor McCaslin says the council will appoint two people to fill the Ward 3 Position 1 and Ward 1 Position 2 seats, vacated by Leah Williams and Chris Suter, respectively.
The Walton Arts Center is offering insight into last week's postponed and relocated shows. According to a letter Walton Arts Center CEO Peter Lane sent to patrons yesterday, the schedule changes were made because of an unanticipated problem with the roof on the center's main building. The letter says engineers discovered excessive stress on the building's existing steel trusses, potentially making Baumwalker Hall unsafe for public occupancy. Walton Arts Center officials took the precautionary step of closing the hall and the entire building to the public until repairs on the 22-year-old building can be made. During that time, the Walton Arts Center box office will be temporarily located in Nadine Baum Studios.
The Walmart Foundation today is making a sizable donation to the Northwest Arkansas Council. The foundation is presenting the council with a $450,000 grant to support the council's projects, which focus on improving education, creating jobs, enhancing community vitality, and upgrading infrastructure.
The communications director of Bentonville Public Schools is switching jobs. Mary Lay has been selected as superintendent for the Benton County School of the Arts, which will change its name this fall to the Arkansas Arts Academy. She will take the helm of the school starting July 1st.
Partly cloudy tonight, lows around 63 in northwest Arkansas, 68 for the Arkansas River Valley. Tomorrow, partly sunny, slight chance of showers and thunderstorms, highs from the mid to upper 80s. Tomorrow night, mostly cloudy, slight chance of rain, lows from 68 to 71.